Blog Talk Radio.
Know that you are welcome to be with us here today. Today is Free Psychic Reading Sunday, and the 10th caller, we got a contest going, y'all. The 10th caller will receive a free 30-minute reading from Linus. Okay, so the first thing we're going to do is I'm going to go through the horoscopes right quick and give you the horoscopes for September, and then we will start the calls. Thank you, everybody, for being on with us today. Okay, the September horoscopes. Aries, come see, come saw is your attitude for September. Been there, done that. Now want to enjoy something new and different. Romance, nothing new here under the sun. Pretty generic month in romance. Finance, expect some changes to come forth regarding bills. Make sure you discuss payments with said companies. September will be your month to reflect on past months previous. Do you see where changes need to be made, Aries? Taurus, who is more stubborn, you or the bull on Wall Street? Just saying. Are you looking for help or just playing the game to win it? Inquiring minds would like to know. Romance, you have to give a little to get a little. Feel me? Be nice and humble this month. Taurus, showing off will get you nowhere but trouble. Finance, there will be an increase with more to come. Your personality is a good facilitator. Gemini, a little windy in the city, don't you think? It's time to take that trip with a loved one or a good friend and get the hell out of Dodge, Gemini, for a minute. Come on, Gemini, you know you need some me time with a good companion. Romance, expect changes for the better. Folks have heard your complaints. Finance, well, Gemini, time to wrap up all those outside activities now. The weather's changing, and you must admit you love your outdoors work in the garden and the yard. Cancer, here comes mama of the horoscopes, always wanting to mother someone or something. Well, it's September now, so give it a break. What will be, and no effort from you at all. You can care, but do it from a distance, Cancer. Otherwise, you might get caught up in something that is not your business. Romance, life is good. Enjoy or call someone to party with. Finance, might be a little tricky. School is back in session and costs have increased for clothing and supplies. So put on your sales of armor suit and go have at it. Leo, no more center of attention. The summer's over with, Leo. Save your roar for the holidays now. You accomplished a lot this summer. Be blessed, my friend. What you thought you couldn't do, you surpass your own objectives. Doesn't it feel good to stand on your own two feet? Hello, somebody. Romance. Everything is looking good. If it didn't work out, so what? God just showed you what you don't need in your life. So walk away and thank the individual for showing you the light. Finance, there is a possibility of a promotion for some and a windfall for others. Keep your eyes and ears open for an announcement which will affect you. Virgo, happy birthday to all the Virgos. Yay!
Yay! I'm a Virgo.
Hello, happy birthday, Virgo.
Happy birthday to me.
You two have been busy all summer. A lot accomplished in a short period of time. Woohoo, Virgo. This winter, you will shine all over the place. Just so proud and honored. Romance, are you thinking about your future? If so, there are a few applicants around you, dear Virgo, that would like to sign up on your sheet. Feel me?
See?
Finance. Your finances will improve, but be gentle with your spending. Don't put yourself in harm's way. Libra, good morning, good afternoon, good night. Make up your friggin' mind, Libra. Stop playing games. You know what needs to be done, so do it, please. Notice I asked nicely. Romance, it is in a state of confusion. What is it that you really want, Libra? Well, damn it, say so. Don't have folks hanging around for no apparent reason other than sexual gratification. You are not a pimp, okay? Remember, what goes around comes back, good or bad.
That's right.
Finance, stop using other folks' money. Get your own. Scorpio, what a year, what a year. And you are still pumping blood, bless your heart. Many decisions will be coming your way, dear Scorpio, mostly all good ones. You are so popular. Now folks are doing things for you just cause. Isn't that wonderful? Romance, expect good news or a miracle prior to the end of the year. Prayers are answered and dreams do come true. Really, they do. Finance, just open the front door and money starts pouring in like magic. Everything you touch is like a Midas touch. Such joy, but believe me, you earned it, so justly deserve. So go out and buy something special, female or male, Scorpio, for yourself. Just remember to save some of that rainy day. Plus, the holidays are coming up, and you know how you like to shop. Hee hee. Sagittarius. Man, talk about busy. Sag, you woke up and started running, bless your heart. You wanted to be busy? Well, you got that wish. Some Sagittarius might experience foreclosure events. Not to worry. There will be options for you. You will not fail. Romance. Choose brand X. Y. Something you haven't tried before. In other words, look for something new in your life. The old ways just are not working for you anymore. So try something new, Sag. Improve or reinvent yourself. It's not the sex. It's about companionship for you. Finance. September might seem a little rocky at first, but by the end of the month, all will be well and fine. No worries. Capricorn, look here, Mr. and Mrs. Seagoat. You can't be stubborn and drift away. You must stay and play. Admit it, Capricorn, this year's love life has been up, down, sideways, anything in between. You are looking for substance, and you know what? You will receive it very soon when you least expect it. Voila, the right man or woman appears. Romance, changes will occur to benefit your understanding of what love is. I know you love control, Capricorn, but it is a two-way street, okay? Finance, will greatly improve. A few surprises are in store this month. Be blessed, my friend. Aquarius, water bearer, huh? Dear Aquarius, what have you been carrying lately that you can't let go of, huh? Time will tell how much you have learned. There is give and take in all things in life. You're a good person, Aquarius, but you know you border on sane and insanity, right? I know I'm asking you a lot of questions, but it's for your benefit to think and not be an asshole. Romance, love is in the air for you. Beautiful, beautiful love. It feels like picking a bouquet of flowers. There are so many around you. How do you choose? Just don't become conceited now. You're cute, but not all that, okay? Finance. Money looks good for you. Keep on doing what you're doing because it is working for you. Keep an open mind to all that occurs around you, Aquarius. You will be thankful for it. Pisces. Good day in the morning. What a breath of fresh air you are. My God, you have been through a lot this year, and God bless you. You weathered the storm, dear one. This fall looks amazing for you. So many good ideas of sharing, networking, touching base with folks. Heck, you might run into somebody you haven't seen in years. I see tears of joy all over the place. Very good. Your insights into life are phenomenal. If folks would just take the time to listen, probably mature Pisces. Romance. Your relationships will only get better and better. Don't care if you're in love or not. You are truly blessed. Finance. Money will change hands quite a bit. You're coming to the end of a season, so clean it up. Get everything in order for the fall. Now, if you would like a more in-depth horoscope reading or just a reading period, you can contact me at theessenceofsuccess.com. Click on the right side of the page, and I'll do a reading. So with that, let me introduce Vernice, my co-host, Vernice.
Good evening, everyone.
All right, well, we're going to begin. Our first caller, area code 626. You're on the air with Linus. How can I help you? Area code 602, this is Linus. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine, Linus.
All right. And what can I do for you? What's your question?
I filed a lawsuit against my former landlord on the 8th of August, and the process server served them on the 22nd of August, and I wanted to see what you see regarding the lawsuit, whether they're going to settle out of court or go to trial, or what do you see happening?
Yes, it is going to be settled out of court. You're not going to be happy with the amount that you'll receive, though, but they are going to, I would say you're going to get at least two-thirds of the money that you're requesting, okay? You will receive that amount, but not the full amount of your request. And, yes, it will be settled out of court because it's an embarrassment to them.
Can you
tell
when it'll be settled?
I'm sorry?
Can you tell when it will be settled?
October. And it's either going to be the 12th to the 15th. That's when it'll be decided. The 12th to the 15th of October.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You have a good day, and thank you for calling in the studio.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Area code 615, you're on the line with Linus. Good afternoon. Who is this?
Good afternoon, Linus. This is Cheryl. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. How are you doing?
Great. Hey, I love the music that you were playing. Who was that, by the way?
That's George Howard, and it's off his album New Beginning.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Or no, wait.
Is the whole album
going back
like
to
that?
Africa. I'm sorry?
Is the whole CD like that?
Yes, it's very good. If you like
tell
jazz, I'm
again,
a jazz
George
person.
George who?
George Howard.
I'm
and the
look
title
into
song
that
I play is called New Beginnings.
Uh-huh. Great song. Uh-huh. I'm a musician. Okay, I've got a legal question for you as well.
Okay.
My ex-husband, he's an attorney, and we've been having some problems before our divorce in 2006, and I don't know exactly what's going on, but of course, I broke a restraining order by contacting him. He's taken me to court. Supposedly, this goes back from 2004, to my knowledge. I do not have an attorney. I have to represent myself, but if the funny thing about all this is, it's a small town. I know everybody. I know all the judges. I know it's kind of weird, but, again, you have to respect the law. So
yeah.
I'm just wondering if you can see what the plausible, if the outcome is going to be plausible or what's going to happen. I have been really ill. I'm actually disabled at the moment with very bad Crohn's and clinical depression and all kinds of stuff, a plethora of illnesses. So that's why I cannot get legal aid to get an attorney, but I'm going up against an attorney who is my ex-husband. It's almost kind of like a personal vendetta toward kind of thing.
I was going to say, because there is a lot of bitterness. I can feel it in my gut. It's not hatred.
Not for me. Yeah, not for me.
No. That's what I'm getting ready to tell you, because you're asking me about this court case. It's not so much that this man wants to be vindictive towards you, but he
mm-hmm.
is bitter and he is angry. I mean, he's, like, angry to the second power. If he could get you back, he would. But he
right.
won't do that. He won't do that. But, like I said, it's not revenge so much on his mind. I'm going to tell you, he's going to win his case. Even though you're going after an attorney, he will win his case. But, yeah, there's a lot of bitterness there. And I'll tell
I
you
mean,
why
what
he
is
wins
there to...
he has a lot more money than you. And I'm going to tell you, money talks and BS walks. So I'm being honest here.
But the thing is that there's really nothing for him to gain, and there's nothing really for him to be upset over. He's made up in his mind that he's got to be angry at me over things that, I don't know. But anyway, there's nothing for him to really gain in court. He, you know.
It's not about that. With him, it's just bitterness and angry. Like I said, if he could get you back, he would, but he's not. But that's why he's going through with this, just out of bitterness. He's not really thinking, you know what I mean? And maybe you aren't either, but when you're so full of anger, you're not letting the positive get in to open up and look at things rationally, and he's not there yet. It's going to take him a minute or two, and he may not even get there till November.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest with you that his mind will ease down and start thinking logically, okay, it takes two. I did my part. She did her part. I'm done. I'm walking away. I'm not looking back.
I had to write my own response when he's done with this court case.
Believe me, he's never gonna look back. It's like something in his past that occurred, and that was it, and kept going. He won't even mention your name.
So it sounds like Lennon said he just want to have this idea of conquer.
Mm-hmm.
Idea of conquer?
A conquering?
Mm-hmm.
No, not to conquer. He just. Man's real bitter.
He's very controlling.
Bitter and angry.
Okay.
Yeah, so the best thing for her is just, I mean, go through the case, get it done with, and November, he goes his way, you go yours, you're totally done.
Mm-hmm.
You're totally done.
But, I mean, is there going to be any harm then to me, fines?
Oh, no.
Are you trying to put me in jail?
Yeah, that's the impression I was getting.
No. This man is not after no physical altercation. If he could get to you, I'm being honest here, what I picked up, it would be mentally. But he would never harm you physically, no. That's not in his nature.
But he has harmed me physically. He was physically abusive. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
He was physically.
Okay, well, I'm not picking that up of physical. I'm picking up the mental, the mental anguish, but as far as physical, no, I'm not picking that up. Evidently,
he's more
he
into the mental now.
About that.
Yeah, he's more into the mental now, so, because he knows he can't touch me physically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, my suggestion, ma'am, from what I'm picking up to give you peace and him peace, I would say get through with this little court ordeal, and you can just go your separate ways. Because, like I said, he's never going to look
peace.
Back. Once
this is
done.
I'm at peace. I really don't have any fear over this thing. I'm just kind of curious of what you thought
might
be the outcome. I'm very at peace, and I've got God in my life, and everything's great. Everything's good. This is just a little stumbling block, and you know, I'm just kind of curious what you thought might be the outcome.
Okay. All right, well, I got to get on another caller. Today is a contest, so let me keep going.
Right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's have a wonderful day, and God bless you. Okay,
thanks
all
for
righty.
The bye-bye.
Hi, this is Linus. You're on the air with Linus in the studio. How can I help you, and who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Ann, and I'm calling because I'm looking for some insight on getting a new job and finances.
Okay. A new job. You know what? When you said job, the first thing I saw was a clown. So I'm thinking it's got to be some place where you're happy.
I would be thinking.
Yeah,
honestly.
Where you're happy at.
Yeah.
So, Okay, I saw HP. I saw IT. Something to do with computers. Okay, what I'm picking up right now is a retail store. Now listen to me, the computer side of it. Are you into computers?
I do work in IT.
Okay, well, at a retail store, because retail, you know, the big stores, Nordstrom's, Macy's, all of them are on computers, right? Everything is done with computers, even as far as you buying something. But I see that a retail outlet is looking for a person like you with your skills and your technology. And not only will they snap you up, they'll give you more money than what you thought you'd ask for. Say like you asked for $10,000 a month. They'll pay you $15,000 a month. Why? Because they want you in a supervisor's position. So when you apply, my thing, I would tell you, apply at retail stores And as a supervisor in their accounting department, I guess you would say, yeah, in their accounting department, but you would do better than you thought. You might have been praying and asked for, let me just get a job, you know, that'll match the pay that I'm making now or a few dollars more. No, they will go even above that, 5% more than what you're making right now. So that's what I'm seeing. Also,
so when
I saw HP.
When do you see this happening?
The job, you could have started applying for that the middle of September, and you should get a response by the 1st of October. I would say the middle of September, like between the 10th and the 15th, somewhere in there, apply, and then you'll hear back in 2 weeks by the 1st of October.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Now.
All right. Well, thank you.
Oh, well, wait. Romance. Yes,
okay.
Romance. I know that's two questions, but romance. Well, I see you really like having your breast massage. I don't know why I'm picking that up. It's just whatever, spirit. Okay. But there's a woman that's really into you that's curious about you. And there's also a man. He's a little bit on the short side. He's about 5'5". Maybe a little round. He's not fat, but, you know, a little thick. It looks like a white guy. The woman, she's very pretty. Very, very pretty woman. She would love to have a relationship with you, but she doesn't know. So those are two possibilities. This woman you meet at a club, this man, and when I say a club, I mean like a club setting. It could be a lounge. It could be a bar or something like that. The man you'll meet while you're out and about, like, at some event or something, and he comes up and he's just flirting with you. Nothing bad, you know. So that's what I pick up, romance.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All righty.
All right, bye-bye.
Have a good day, and thanks for calling.
You too.
Okay. Area code 305, you're on the line with Linus. How can I help you?
Hi, my name's Natasha.
Hi, Natasha. How are you doing today?
I'm okay, thank you. I wanted to see what you can see for me as far as romance.
Okay. Spirit says big things are about to occur for you. It's almost like, wow. You know how a model is on a runway when she comes down the runway and she turns around and then she walks back up, but yet everybody is watching her?
Yeah.
Okay, that's how you're going to be. When you're out, people watch you. Not so much you as a person, but they're looking at you as you look, as you walk. And
yeah.
I mean, I see big things. I see not so much a lot of men around you, but it's like you're on a pedestal, and they're looking up at you, and they're like, God, I hope I can get a chance to talk to her or if she'll, you know, give me a minute of her time. There's also somebody in the background that you've had a relationship with that wants to know, can he get back with you?
That's what I was actually the person that I was wanting to know.
He's curious. He's wondering about that.
There's a couple people
I guess
people
that's
like
up
that,
to you. You have free will if you want to get back with him. Look like you guys' relationship has always been up and down and sideways, like it hasn't been a relationship of substance. Of strong, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm wondering if it's
real
my daughter's
strong
father.
Companionship. Yeah. So I don't know. It looks like, I don't know if you're clear or he's not clear of what it is that you really want. So whether to go back or not, I'm not picking up anything bad on him except that, like, he could be in a state of confusion too. What should I do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're not sure if there's reconciliation.
It can be, but you know, you got free will. I'm not picking up anything bad on him. I just feel confusion. So
okay.
I don't know, maybe you two need to sit down and communicate before you talk about getting back together to see you, even if it is, that is what you want and that's what he wants.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Pray about it, baby. Just pray
I
about
will.
It because I'm not picking up anything bad. He could be a good man.
Are you picking up somebody around me? It's been like about 2 or 3 months that's been like kind of distant, back and forth. Also, it's not this one that you're referring to. I know it's not, but
that one, my heart hurts. If you talk about him, my heart hurts. Let that go.
Okay. Yeah.
I had a pain in my chest, so I know. Let that go.
All right.
You don't need any more pain. You're a beautiful woman. Enjoy your life, you know. You look good, girl. Go on out there and flaunt it. Shoot, do you.
All right. Thank you so much.
The men will be there. Just make sure you have communication. Communication, understanding is number one, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And don't settle.
Thank you.
You don't have to settle.
I won't ever settle. No, I don't.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Have a good day, and thank you for calling.
You too.
Okay. Area code 215, you're on the line with Linus in the studio. How can I help you?
Hi, Linus. How are you?
Hi. Who's this?
My name is Linda.
Hi, Linda. Go ahead.
Hi. I just wondered if you picked up anything around me as far as my finances are concerned.
Well, first thing, I picked up somebody owes you money, and they need to pay you. But anyway, you know that too. But I'm picking up like you did this out of the kindness of your heart, and this person professed that they would bring the money back at a certain time, and they didn't. So you might be a little upset about that, but it'll come, but you may have to wait 2 more weeks. Finances now. You want to put your money into somewhere else, almost like investing, but not yet. You want to hold on till you see what really is going on. You're also looking for another job? You're looking for a job. Okay.
I have a job. It's just that I do too much for free because people complain that they don't have any money. They do for other things, but not to pay me. And I think what you're picking up is my ex-husband owed me money many, many years ago, but he cheated me out of a lot. So I've gotten over that.
Okay.
That's been 20 years. Trust me.
You know what? My suggestion, put your foot down and start charging people for some of the activities that you do for them, you know? Mm-hmm. Really, for your own peace of mind. Just say, hey, you know what? That's going to be $5. I'm sorry. You know, I got to live, too. I got to survive on this earth just like you do. So a little bit is better than nothing at all. You know, sometimes, yeah, I know pro bono. We all do that. But
mm-hmm.
sometimes you need to get paid, too.
Okay.
Do
you see me losing my house?
You know what? That's up in the air. It's like a fluctuation.
Mm-hmm.
Things could change that you could remain there with money.
Mm-hmm.
If you come up with a certain amount of money, I guess you could remain there.
Right.
I'm seeing something about the government, and I'm seeing a person sitting at a desk. There must be some options there for you because, like I said, it was in a fluctuation state. Which tells me, no, you don't have to leave, that you have the opportunity to stay there. But you don't have all the information that's needed to be able to do that.
Okay.
My suggestion is that maybe look up a government agency that has to do with housing or that can help you. Because you don't have to walk away. You can stay at your house. But you just need that information to help you so you can remain there. And it looks what I'm picking up is like you can – you know, make some payments to work that out.
Okay.
So, no, you don't have to lose your house.
Okay.
Yeah. Look up in the phone book something, a government agency, and you may have to go through 3 calls, maybe, what I'm seeing, before you get to the right person and have a meeting with that person, but they will help you. They will help you. They'll give you some options.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't feel sadness. You know what I mean? When you ask me, I feel like, oh, no, there's hope. You can stay there. So try that.
All right. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome. You have a good day, and thanks for calling.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, this is Linus. You're on the air with Linus in the studio. Who is this? Hello?
Are you talking to me?
Oh, hi, Brenda. Our numerologist is here. Stay on the line. Okay, next call.
Like
area code 973. You're in the studio with Linus. How can I help you? And who's this?
That's my three. You guys are okay.
Okay, you're on the line with Linus. I can hear people talking. Who's this? Hello?
I can't hear that person.
I can't. You know, you got to turn the radio or turn the internet down. I can't hear you.
How do you feel about that? I have to wish you a neighbor. That's what I'm saying. What's she doing? What's she doing? What's she doing? What's
she doing? Area code 714. You're on the line with Linus. How can I help you?
Hi, Linus. It's Nathaniel from California.
Well, hi, Nathaniel. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm pretty hot today. It's pretty hot out here.
Oh, okay.
It could be hotter, but I wanted to see what you saw for me as, you know, finances or a move.
Okay. Mm. Finances. Nathaniel, I like that name.
You too, yeah, I like that.
Finances, what I'm picking up right now might be a little shaky. It's almost like I see money, but it's like you're wringing your, it's like a person wringing out a dish rag to get an understanding why the money is this way. It's like it's confusing, it's complex, and it shouldn't be. It should be simple, but it's not. It's like it's just tied up in a lot of, your money's tied up in a lot of things, and something should be released. Oh, man. I'm trying to think of the words. Well, let's put it like this. It can get better. I'm going to tell you this. October, November, you won't have any money problems. Between now and the end of September, it's going to be shaky. Like I said, October, November, good months for your money. But right now, it's shaky. Like I said, I keep seeing like somebody wringing out a towel, like, it's almost like, what I want to say, you're struggling, it's so hard, trying to get this money from one place to the next.
Well, I've sold my house, I fell behind on some of the payments, you know, they cut off my equity line about a year ago, and I have been They cut off my equity line, I have been working for a few years, I actually paid the house off like 12 years ago. And then I had some credit card debt, and I put the credit card debt on a home equity line. And then I ran up the equity line to $400,000. And last year, about this time, in October, they cut off the equity line. So, you know, you can't draw it anymore. And then I was struggling to make my payment. And then I did a short sale, and I got to be out in 3 weeks. But I leave $100,000 of debt behind, but still, I'm in $20,000 of credit card debt, and I'm not making any income. And people say, "Well, you're blocking," you know, because I've tried to manifest, you know, but I have no income. You know,
Well, that explains everything.
Manifest a house on the beach where I want, but then I think, "Wow, I don't have any income at all," and that's supposed to be blocking. So I want to visualize, you know, everything coming to me. I mean.
Brenda, are you picking up anything?
Don't let the money rule you.
What? Don't let the money what?
Don't let the money rule you. Remember, the money doesn't matter. The time doesn't matter.
That's why I'm still willing.
And believe that what you're looking for, figure out where the house is, and then claim it.
Mm-hmm.
Claim it. It doesn't matter if somebody is totally destitute. Things can turn around with just your mindset. And I know it sounds, but you can do that. I don't know what your birthday is, so I can't do numerology until I get day and dates and stuff like that. But
He did. He told you. It was what? December what?
No, it was May. May Day. May 1st. May 1st,
1957.
May 1st. Hold on. That's the day of ironic insight. I have names for all the days of the year. Einstein
Your birthday is a 10. So
yeah.
You've got like 10 times the power of a 1 You know, which makes sense that you were able to do what you've done financially in the past.
Yeah.
I think what's going on with you is somewhere in your mindset you stopped believing in your abilities.
Oh.
You do remember a time when you just thought you had the world by the tail, and so you were able to sort of forge all these different financial...
Yeah.
And you didn't even think twice about it, and everything fell into place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you've forgotten that. You need to remind yourself that. So go back in your mind to those time frames and put yourself back in that mindset. And probably within 6 months, things are going to turn around a lot quicker. I mean, even if you lose your house, what you'll get is be so much bigger and better than you thought.
Yeah, you know, the house doesn't sit right on the lot so much. It's the lot's like 50 by 150 long, deep. But the house kind of looks like a mobile home or something, or a boat on it. It doesn't really look right. It doesn't really match the... It's not really architecturally sound.
So it's no longer fitting you or serving you anyway?
Mm-hmm.
So it's time for you to move on.
I need to cut y'all short, but I've got like 6 people waiting for calls, so I need to move on. But you're more than welcome to, Nathaniel, to come back on my website, and we can get more in-depth in it. It's theessenceofsuccess.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thank you, too, Brenda, for helping out. That's our numerologist. Well, Nathan, thank you for calling, and I wish you the very best.
Have a blessed day. Thank you so much.
You
bye-bye.
Too, sir. You too. Area code 941, this is Linus. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name is LaVonda, and I was just wondering, do you see, like, a reconciliation with my ex-boyfriend?
Okay, what's his name? Just the first name, please.
Jared.
Terrence?
Jared, with a J.
Jared.
Oh, Jared.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely picking up how much you love him. That is so evident. Let's see. I feel a nervousness there, as though you're holding something back or he's holding something back. Let's see. Well, right now I don't see you two getting back together until you both come to an understanding. You need to communicate. That's what I'm seeing right now. You would love for the two of you to get back together. I feel the love in your heart. I'm not picking up anything on Jared in that perspective, but maybe if you two sit down and communicate, you'll get a resolution as far as either you're going to be together or you're not.
Okay.
Okay. And it's not that he's seeing another woman. It's he's... I don't think he wants to be in a relationship at this time. I think he wants to be single.
Oh.
But, you know, you still, the two of you still should talk and communicate, because even if you don't get back together, you know what I mean? It's better to close, better to have closure on a good note than on a sour note.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you.
There's a young man. He's like about 25 or 28 years old. That's been wanting to talk to you, and he has spoken with you, but you haven't given him the time of day. So you got people that are interested in you, but you're in love with Jared right now. So, you know, just think about that. Don't miss opportunities.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Yvonne. You have a good day today.
Okay, you too.
All righty. Area code 215, this is Linus in the studio with Linus. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Diana.
Hi, Diana.
How are you? I wanted to know, I met this guy, and I just want to know what direction our relationship is going, or if it's going to turn into a relationship. I haven't had much luck in the past, and I'm kind of frustrated, and I don't want to seem... You know, like if I'm paranoid or if that is, you know, what I'm picking up about him.
Okay,
because of my past experiences.
Okay, what's his first name?
His first name is Jason.
Okay. Well, Jason has got a beautiful Colgate smile. Is Jason a little bit on the immature side? I believe so.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to tell you straight up. I'm being honest. Jason is like a free-for-all. Okay? He's not looking to settle down. He's just enjoying his life right now. He's not looking for no long-term or short-term relationship. He's just enjoying. If you're with him at that moment in time, you two enjoy. Otherwise, he's gone on. And I'm not saying like being with another woman. It's just whatever the next thing is, whether it's hanging with the fellas, going to the game, or whatever. He's just a real free-for-all type of spirit. But settling down is not something he's looking at right now. But if you were to date, you know, to go out, he would show you a nice time. No doubt he would do that. But if you're looking for a companionship or relationship with him, it's not happening. Not right now. No, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's not a bad guy. Like I said, he's just a free spirit. And that's okay. We all have been like that in our life where, you know, we just want to enjoy right now. We're not thinking about settling down. Diana, when you're in a relationship, do you make it clear what you're looking for?
Yes, I
do. Do you have a criteria?
I actually kind of had that conversation with him, and I asked him what were his intentions with me, and he said that he wanted to get to know me very well, that he was interested, and that he is looking for a companionship. I mean, and I pretty much told him, asked him, you know, if he was involved with anybody, is there anybody there, does he not want to be in a relationship? Like, I asked him every single possible question I could think of to cover all my bases, and I pretty much laid it out and told them I'm in a point in my life where I want companionship, and I want that person to be about me and not anybody else, and, you know, I don't want to play games. I'm too old to play games with anybody, so if you're not about that, then there's plenty of other girls out there because you're a good-looking guy. You can go get them. And he said no. He said he was interested, and he wants to get to know me. And so far, he's been consistently calling me.
Okay. Well,
I mean, I'm wondering, though, if you're picking up on another guy around me who I know is not looking for a relationship, and I had to cut him to the curb. And he's a very nice guy. He does have a great smile, and he, it's probably this other guy, Javier is his name, and he's not looking for a relationship, and I had to cut him off and just tell him, like, don't call me late night. I'm not, no, out of the question.
It is.
I'm done.
It is. It is Javier. When you said it, it clicked. It's Javier.
Yeah.
Because
he does.
Well,
it.
I apologize.
He would see me, and
wrong.
Then he wouldn't
what
see me.
What I picked
me.
Up was your other gentleman, and not
because
Jason.
He's around me, too. Like, he's been trying to make contact with me, and I just cut him off.
Well, go on, player. Way
yeah,
to go, girl.
I don't
way
time.
To go. I know. Hey, keep them options open.
That's right.
So
well,
that's why
okay,
I've,
so the other one, Javier, when you said his name, it clicked. That's the
yeah.
one. It wasn't
yeah.
Jason.
Yeah.
Okay, well. Okay, now I'm concentrating on Jason, and the only thing I'm picking up in Jason is a hurt that goes all the way down to his stomach. It doesn't have to do with
yes.
you. Like, evidently
yes.
in past relationship, yeah, that are hurting
and
down to the core.
And it's affecting him physically.
And he is willing to try again.
His pain that you're picking up on is affecting him physically as well. So you're on point with that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's willing to try again.
Okay.
I'm willing to try again. I'm going to just say this about Jason. One day at a time. There you go. One day at a time.
Yeah, I pick up he's got a lot going on. And I have a lot of things going on, and I don't want to be distracted by somebody who's going to throw me off my path. But it's been so long that I've been in a relationship, and, you know, it's nice to talk to somebody who is actually really interested in me, like the things that I do. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
So that's why I'm just, and then there's that part of me that still has a little bit of that wall up, and I'm a little worried, like, oh, is this another one going to kick some game to me just to get what he wants? And I was pretty upfront with him, and I said, listen, that, you know, I don't know what your intentions are with me. And he explained himself very well, so I was like, okay, he passed that question.
Well, let me tell you this now, regardless, good or bad, I was just going to say be cautious, but it wasn't caution I was going to say. Oh, now I know. Regardless, good or bad, when a person shows you who they are, even if it's bad, thank them, because now you know what you don't want.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yes.
So it's perfect either way. Even if it's good, it's perfect. If it's bad, it's perfect, because still you get away from the one that's not for you. So,
right.
You know, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right,
I'm on
the
90-day
call, girlfriend.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Diana, and you have a good day. And
you
things
too,
are going to turn out for the best for you. They are.
Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
Bye.
Area code 602, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, thank you. I'm Diana, too.
Oh.
Diana.
Okay. Excuse me.
Hello?
Something is going off. Okay, Diana.
Hi.
And Diana is... I get this right now.
Okay.
I still did it wrong. I can't believe it. Diana, you're our 10th caller. You won the contest. You get a free reading, young lady.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
my goodness.
You get a free 30-minute reading.
Oh, my gosh. That's fantastic.
That is great.
I know.
That is great.
Yes. So, Diana... ask me a question now, and then I'm going to give you my website. Write this down. It's Lennis, L-E-N-N-I-S, 44, at hotmail.com. Write me, and be sure and put on there that you're the contest winner, and I'll call you, and we'll do a 30-minute reading.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's L-E-N-N-I-S, 44, at Hotmail.
That's
Duncan.
It. All right. All right, Diana, what's your one question until we get together?
Thank you. Oh, my goodness. I met a man named Nick, and I'm wondering if you see us getting to know each other on a, you know, like more personal level, on a more personal basis in the future.
Okay. Well, Nick is a headstrong man, that's for sure. Nice looking, tall, medium built, big feet. Very intelligent. He likes to talk about politics and human dynamics. He's had two failed past relationships. I always say it takes two, but sometimes he wears his heart on his sleeve. He does believe in communicating, and he has an understanding. Whether he agrees or don't agree, he does have an understanding. Let's see. Well, you and Nick hit it off. You know, I see you two going to the horse races. He likes animals, but I see you two going to the horse races for a date. I don't know how far you're away or something to do with horses, or you go up to a horse farm, but that will be a date for you two.
Wow, so we'll have a date, huh? Because we haven't had a
yep.
date.
Yep. He's into the outdoors. He's an outdoorsman more than a person sitting in the house. He's not the kind that'll sit up in the house and, no, he likes the outdoors. I think that
yeah.
must be part of his intelligence, like human dynamics, how human beings, how we operate.
Yeah,
but
he's
yeah,
very athletic.
A possibility. He is going to call mm-hmm. you. He's a little gun-shy. Like I said, he had two relationships prior to you that failed, and so he's a little gun-shy. But, hey, he's up for it. He's
so,
up for
so
it.
You do you see us, like, having something in the future? Something,
oh, yeah.
Something?
Yeah, he'll call you. That's what I'm saying. He's going to call you to go out on a date. And I saw horses. That's why I say either you're going to a horse race or either like a horse farm, which is different,
okay.
Which is neat, something different. So I give the man kudos for that.
Well, yeah, I just want to get to know him. I think I like him, you know. I think he likes me, but, you know.
Well, like I said.
Move slow.
Yeah, well, like I said, he's gun shy. You know what I mean? Like, he ain't ready to jump off and into another relationship, but he is interested enough that he'll call you and the two will do something together. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, most definitely. Now, from there, it's up to you, Diana, make it work. How you want the relationship to go. Either as friends or lovers or companion, that's kind of up to you.
Okay, so he'd be up for it if I wanted to go for companions and lovers and boyfriend. Wouldn't he be up for that?
A little gun shy again. Just, you know, feel it out. I wouldn't talk to him about companionship, having just come
out
these past two. But you know, just enjoy each other as friends. Do that. Enjoy each other as friends. Yeah.
That's what I want.
Just enjoy each other as friends and see how it develops. And maybe you might be what he's looking for and he's what you're looking for.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And you know, just let him know his past before him, that baggage doesn't have to come into the relationship. You know, you two are brand new to each other.
Okay. That's great. That's great. Thank you so much, and I'm excited. I'm going to send you an email, like, really quick.
Okay. All righty.
Thank you so much, Diane,
for calling, and congratulations being the 10th call winner.
Yay!
Oh,
yay,
Diana.
Yay. All righty. You have a good day.
I will. You too. You both. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye. Area of code 973, you're on the line with Linus. How can I help you, and who's this?
Hi, my name is Tina.
Hi, Tina.
How are you? I just wanted to find out about money and business.
Okay, money and business. Okay. Well, money-wise, I see it improving in maybe 4 to 5 months. You'll get an offer for another position or promotion.
Okay.
Money will improve. Money will definitely improve. I also see somebody in October giving you some money to help out, like $1,000 to help you. I don't know why, but they're giving you $1,000. It's not clear to me why they're doing it, but it's to help you, I know that. But specifically, no, I'm not seeing that right now. That's in October.
Is that a man giving it to me?
I'm sorry?
Is that a man that's going to give it to me?
You know, I almost see it as a couple. It's like a couple than just a man.
Okay.
Might be relatives or like extended family.
Okay.
They have the money to do this, and they just want to help you out. It's not money that you have to pay them back. They're just doing it out of the kindness of their heart. But I see a couple giving you $1,000, not an individual.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what else. And romance. Okay.
When she said business?
Money and business
mm-hmm.
or money and romance?
Money and business.
Money and business.
You can add romance in if you want to.
Okay, Linus, go ahead.
That's just a sprinkle. That's just a sprinkle.
Romance.
Sprinkles
look,
on there.
Look, romance. She knows she
just
got it going on.
Put a little sprinkle on there. Put a little
look,
sprinkle on there.
She knows she got it going on. She can get any man she wants. Please. She got it going on.
Put a little sprinkle on there. Sprinkle it.
She got it going on. I got to tell you, I'm seeing a man right now. He's tall. God, and he's just wanting to make me laugh. He's tall, chocolate, has baby hair, like baby curls, but good hair.
Okay.
I ain't saying he got no Indian in him, but good hair. Anyway, and he makes you laugh. I mean, it's making me want to laugh right now, but he makes you laugh. He has got such a sense of humor. It's almost like he's a comedian. He's so funny. But, oh, my God, he likes you. He saw you and like,
Well, let me just some questions now.
I'm sorry?
I said, let me do some crunches now while you're describing him. Go.
Word.
Yeah, but he, excuse me. Yeah, well, listen, we got a numerologist on, too. What's your birthday, your month and day?
11/27.
Okay, Brenda, 11/27. What'd you pick up?
Oh, wait, and a guy, 12/26.
I'm sorry. No, your birthday.
I know, but I want to know about the guy, too. I'm 12/26.
Okay, but what's his year of birth?
79.
Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
Oh, and Brenda, Tina, Brenda. Sorry.
Hi.
We have a guest today. 12/26/79.
So okay. 8 and 10. He's a 10. He's a leader type guy. He's definitely not meek. He's a leader type guy. He goes his own way. He makes things happen. For your business sense, he will work. That'll work for you. Personality wise. And it might have something to do with your job. Something to do with your job. That's coming up big time, just like she said.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So.
Well, she's definitely going to make more money at work. And
yeah.
They like her. They like her work. Yep.
Yeah.
What about
and
that guy for romance? What'd you get for him for a relationship?
What's your year?
73.
Your birth? What?
73.
10/10/22 and 11.
Did you get her birthday, Brenda? It was 11. She's Sag.
Yeah. She well, you know, you're more of a sort of a working type person. You're more of a stable, like stability type person, and
yes.
He's really like a forger. He's one of those people that'll just go and do things. I'll describe it as this. You're like the kind of person that's like a workhorse on your job. He's the kind of person that would like maybe do entrepreneurial stuff.
Okay.
So while you guys could get along, I don't know. Do you hear what I'm saying? There's sort of a discord there.
Okay.
I mean, it might get under
together.
Your skin a little. Because
yep.
He's the
well,
kind of person that will take risks.
We do good together, but not romance.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the romance will work for a while. I don't see it as, like, the kind that's longevity. Not by your numerology, but that doesn't mean you can't make it happen and, you know, just enjoy the rough spots. Do you understand
okay.
what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand.
Because I believe that people that are sort of...
You guys, I'm sorry to cut you short,
but okay.
I'm about to go off the air.
Okay, thank you.
I'd like to thank everybody for calling in today, and congratulations to Diana, our winner for the 10th caller. Also, thank you, Brenda, for joining us today with her numerology. Thank you, Bernice, for being here.
You're welcome.
And next Sunday will be the Strong Brook REIC. My investment group, if you remember the guys that were here before, they'll
yeah.
be back.
back next Sunday on the 9th. That's going to be a big show, so people get your pencil and paper together for information about real estate investment. It'll definitely pay off in the long run. Again, if you need a reading, go to theessenceofsuccess.com, click on the right side of the page, and you'll get me. Thank you again today. Tell somebody, say thank you for me. Thank you, everyone.